service. You all please have a seat, grab a hymnal, and open up that hymnal to song number 23. We can begin this evening's service by singing song number 23, There is Power in the Blood. Song number 23. Turn to song number 97. Song number 97, I Need Thee Every Hour.
Oh, Garden Brother Pendleton. If anybody can make it up there, you have the times there. And continue to pray for the family. In the back also, there is the birthdays for everyone celebrating this month, as well as the congratulations to Brother Cooper, who just had baby Tabitha Dawn. And we've got the root beer floats in honor of Father's Day coming up towards the end of the month. That'll do it for announcements. Let's just quickly count up the soul name. We're going to go back to Friday. Anything to Friday. And I know some ladies on Saturday. Supposed to know a cigar on Saturday. And then today on Sunday, we have two. And then, is one of them that guy this morning?
Yes.
Right. What's his name?
Noel.
Noel. That should be easy to remember. That's the first Noel we've ever had here.
Or the other guy. The other guy.
All right, that's going to do it for announcements. Let's go ahead and sing our next song before we preach it tonight.
All right, let's see. Anyone at all? Hey. All right, what's up, baby?
I'm 15.
Okay, right. It's been a while. We've been around this couple. Step right from that. All right, song number 15, Lead Me to Calvary.
Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. And beside this, giving all diligence, after your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience, into patience godliness, into godliness brotherly kindness, into brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. Wherefore, we rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in his presence truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that surely I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Whereby I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, and we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye have taken heed, as unto light that shineth in the dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you.
Just verse 5 there, if you look, it says, "And this disciples
saying, don't